Fraser Rogers with outgoing equipment manager Chico Dangil, who recently just accepted a job with the Abbotsford Canucks in the American Hockey League as their head equipment manager. And I guess, Chico, first and foremost, has that sunk in yet that you're now moving on to the American Hockey League and you're part of the Abbotsford Canucks?
It actually kind of hit me yesterday when I was cleaning out my office and, taking down all the pictures that I've collected over the last couple years from the players that were here and, the memories that I remember walking into the dressing room for the first time and this rink and, just taking all those pictures down, it kind of sunk in that I wasn't a Cougar anymore. I was a Canuck. So it was really sad, but I'm really excited now. It's a great opportunity. I always wanted to go pro, and when you get your shot, you got to take it.
Maybe just back it up a little bit and let's talk about that process. How far along did it take with this Abbotsford situation? When did you start talking with them and what was the timeline like?
So when the Abbotsford Canucks first announced that the team was going to, or Vancouver Canucks announced that they were moving their team to Abbotsford, we were in the WHL bubble in Kamloops and never really thought anything of it. I know that there was people like around me that, relatives texting me that are like, hey, like Abbotsford Canucks, they sounds pretty good, right? And I just never really thought anything of it. And after our season, I got in contact with Patty O'Neill, the head equipment manager with the Vancouver Canucks, to thank him for, for everything and then to congratulate him on 3,000 games. And we started to talk and he was telling me that that they had put my name on a list of possible candidates that they would want to maybe see if I would go to Abbotsford, right? And again, this was just talking, and I knew that they had a guy, Parm, who was their guy in Utica, and, I was like, well, that guy's going to come, right? Like, he loves the Vancouver Canucks. So, again, I just never thought anything of it, just put my head down and just kept on working, and a couple weeks go by, and then I got a call again from Pat, and he was like, would you ever consider coming to Abbotsford? And at that time I was just like, yeah, sure. Just never again thinking anything of it. And, and it just kind of like went from there and, talking with, telling my wife this and, so it was kind of like, she was kind of worried that we were going to go, but then she was really excited. And so, yeah. And then just went from there, talking with Ryan Johnson, the general manager from there, Trent Call, the head coach from there. And then just right before Canada Day, they called me and offered me a contract, and it was great. And I know that they contacted our ownership group and our general manager, and they asked permission if they could offer me a contract. And Mark Lamb was very upfront with me and told me that I really should look at this opportunity and make sure that, I give this a lot of thought and kind of pushed me to go, because he's like, you got to go pro, right? So it was great. Mark and me talked quite a bit about the whole process, and I would thank him for his guidance and everything, and he helped me out here a lot.
Do you feel like a rookie again? I know that was a long time ago, 13 seasons ago, 2008, a young Chico Dangil moves from Saskatchewan to Prince George to start his WHL career. Now you're moving up to the pro ranks. Do you have some of that young, nervous excitement again?
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, yeah, what are you going to do like when Pedersen wants his skates done, like, or something like that? I'm just like, huh, I never really thought of that. Like, man, I don't even know what I would say to him, right? Like, and so again, it's like my friend Taylor Dakers will tell you, like, I'll be like that guy that won't say a word. We'll just stay kind of shy for a bit. And once you start getting to know guys, you start to open up more and stuff like that. So good thing is I've been talking to Patty a lot, Red, the assistant there, and Mac a lot. So those three guys there have been awesome. I've known them for a while now, so it's a good relationship there. And I got to bring along a good friend of mine, Shingo, as one of my assistants. And, you know, they all know him as well. So it's a great fit for all of us, and it's going to be really exciting.
You might be the most recognizable name and face with this organization in Prince George over the last 13 years. There's been some prominent alumni, but the one name everyone across Western Hockey League and even the hockey world seems to know, Chico in Prince George. Nearly 900 games in the regular season. You've spent 13 seasons as equipment manager. You've seen everything. You've heard everything. There must be so many stories that you have in your back pocket that you could tell, but what's one thing or one thing in particular or something from your day-to-day life that you might miss when you leave Prince George and head down to the Valley to work with the Abbotsford Canucks?
You know what? Seeing just the public, because it's a public facility here, you know, just walking the concourse and seeing like familiar faces every day, you know, like people coming to practice, you know, like, and I was always that guy at the beginning of it where I would just stand by the bench and just, you know, keep my head down. But later on in my career, I like to go around and, like, talk to the people, get to know them. And it was fun. Like, you get to see them at the game then. Like, you get to – you walk around the stores and people are come talk to you about the Cougars. And I like that part. And I like talking to the fans. Yeah.
It's such a grind working at the junior level in any position, but I think in particular the equipment manager, the athletic therapist, those two positions are such keys in the cog, if you will, and glue pieces for any organization. And, you know, you've worked with some coaches here, many coaches. You've seen tons of players come through here. What do you think is one thing that sticks with you from Prince George from the start until now? Is there something that you learned along the way, some great wisdom that you could bestow on a younger Chico if you could have a chance to talk to your younger self?
You know what? Like, I came to Prince George not even knowing where Prince George was. And, like, I'll tell you right now, I remember driving here when I was, like, 13 years old. We were going to Quesnel for a wedding, and we drove through Prince George, and I actually never heard of Prince George until I was in university. And I remember there was a player that used to play here. His name was John Barkman, and he played here, and his girlfriend was from Saskatoon. And at the time, my girlfriend there, they were good friends, and that's the only time I knew someone from Prince George. And after that, it was just never heard anything of it until I got a call from Dallas Thompson and asked me if I would consider taking the job. And, you know, and Drew Schenick and Wade Klippenstein were the coaches then. And, you know, I remember meeting Wade Klippenstein on a golf course in Yorkton, and we just went and did like a round of golf, and, you know, and that's kind of where it went from. And then looked it up on the map where Prince George was. I'm like, it's not that far, right? You know, and, you know, 13-hour drive later, I was here. And so, yeah, it's a great place. A lot of people don't know, like, it used to be, I remember, like, when I first started, people used to always be like, oh, you got traded to Prince George, you know, like, but then, like, it became a place where, man, you got traded to Prince George, like, that's freaking awesome. Like, have you seen the facility there now? Like, it's, and the new ownership group has done a great job with that. And, you know, and it, like, you talk to a lot of players when they get traded here or they get drafted here, the players here get to actually like hang out with each other a lot more than if they lived in like Edmonton or Calgary, where they're so spread out that, you know, like you only see your teammate at practice. You won't see them outside the rink. Right. So that's a great thing about Prince George, is that most of the players all live close to each other and they all get together, and it's a close knit family, you know, like the hiking, the ice fishing, like, you know, the snowmobiling, like, you know, like they get to do it all up here, and it's awesome.
2008, 2009 was your first season. What is the biggest memory from year number one?
First time I met the players. I joke you not. We were in dressing room number one because they weren't allowed in our dressing room because it was training camp thing. And I could not believe how big the players were. And I looked at this one kid. He was our goalie. I think his name was Ian Curtis at the time. And I looked at him, and he was like 6'4", 6'5", and just probably jacked like 220. And I'm like, man, you're a pretty big defenseman. He's like, defenseman? I'm the goalie. I'm like, holy smokes. Like, you know, it was you coming from junior A, we just won a national championship, so we had a good team, right? I look at that team, then you look at a Western Hockey League team, and it is, I couldn't believe my first practice. It was so fast. Like, players are so much bigger, right? Like, it was unbelievable. Best part of that whole year was seeing Dana Terrell play. Unbelievable player. And seeing Brett Conley as a 16-year-old. It was awesome.
When this announcement came out, it was a landslide of messages and farewells from across the hockey world. We knew that was going to happen with your popularity and your time here. What was it like, you know, with all these players, past and present, reaching out to you? Was that pretty overwhelming to see that response that you and your family got once the announcement was made that you're moving to the American Hockey League?
Yeah, you know what? It was, we were actually camping at Salmon Valley Campgrounds just right here in Prince George. And I was telling my wife, I'm like, they were supposed to announce it on Wednesday. And I was kind of waiting for it on Wednesday, but then they delayed it to Friday. And I was like, okay, you know what's delayed? And she had to let her employees know there as well at the public library. And as soon as it happened, I got a text message 30 or 15 minutes to it happening from Ryan Johnson, I believe, or email from them saying, here's the press release. And it was nonstop probably for about 8 to 9 hours of text messages and phone calls. And it was at a point where I just turned my phone off. And it was just like, and my wife was there, and, you know, and she was getting emotional because she was seeing all the comments that were coming in. And it was great. You know, it was great to hear from all these old players, players from around the league, players from, like, you know, like that, you know, I had like 13 years ago as, like, you know, like my first year. And it wasn't just the players. It was awesome because I got messages from old coaches, GMs, from junior A. And my favorite one was actually Dave Adolph reached out to me, and he was the head coach there at U of S when I was there, and he said he had a nice message to me, and I told him I couldn't do it without him. He said I was the best hockey student he ever had. I said I was the only one that couldn't skate, so right, but it was okay, and it was great. I'm so happy, you know, like, and with everybody in this organization too. Like, I got messages from all the owners, and, you know, Mark, and, you know, the coaching staff, Taylor and his family, you know, Fraser, yourself and your wife, you know, and you know, it was overwhelming. And like, I wanted to say thank you to every single one, but I was afraid that I was going to forget someone, you know. And it was awesome, you know, like, a lot of friends around town, you know, congratulating me. And, you know, like, that's a part that I'm gonna miss, is like, I got a lot of friends around town where, you know, I could trust, like, I'd like go over and like see if I needed any help with anything. And, you know, like, I gotta build that back up in Abbotsford now, you know. I gotta find a tire guy, you know, I gotta you know, I gotta find a guy that'll fix appliances, right? Like, so, but, you know, that's the fun part about it, right? And I remember doing that in Humboldt, and I did it here, and I get to do it in Abbotsford now.
Sum up your time in Prince George.
It was awesome. It was from everywhere, from staff that I've worked with, from seeing Bev at the front there, like, every day for 13 years. Having Ralph drive me around in the bus. He was my personal chauffeur, you know, for 13 years. It was awesome. But, like, he was awesome. You know, seeing the players every day, you know, and making sure that they were taken care of, you know, making sure that they were in a safe environment, you know, that was my number one thing I always wanted to have for the players, is make sure that they had a safe environment that they could come to, that no one would judge them, you know, and they could trust us if they wanted to let anything off their shoulders. And that was huge. And I, and you know, like looking back, like I started very green, and it took a lot of time. It took a lot of patience, and it took a lot of like understanding on how the players are, how they're different, and you know, how they think now than what they used to think back then, right? Or, you know, like how they act and how they kind of play as well, right? You know, like it was great. You know, favorite moments of my life with the Cougars, going to Onaway, Alberta, for hockey practice at Troy Burke's rink there. Probably one of the funnest times of my life. It was unbelievable. Most memorable game was here in CN Center. We were playing the Kamloops Blazers, two against the Kamloops Blazers. One time it was the end of the game. Ranford on their team accidentally punched Senna Akalatsi. There was a huge thing, and Senna jumped over and one punched him and knocked him out. He got a 2-game suspension, but we were BC division leaders at that time. And then the second most memorable moment was when we won the BC division or against Kamloops as well. And it was great. You know, like I always wanted success with this team and everything. And this team, the way that Mark has built it for the next many years from now, it's going to be an awesome team to watch. It's going to be a team where, you know, like the fans are going to love, the players will all love, the staff are all going to love, and you know what, like the owners are all going to love. Like it's one of those special moments that that I wish I could be a part of with the Prince George Cougars, but I, you know, hopefully I can catch some games here and there, and it'll be awesome.